The cost of stem cell therapy in 2026. How much is stem cell therapy today in 2026? According to analysis by BioInformant, the cost of stem cell therapy ranges from less than $5,000 for simple procedures to $25,000 or more for complex ones. In general, stem cell treatment procedures are paid out of pocket by patients because they are not covered by medical insurance. The cost of platelet-rich therapy, PRP, which can be used separately or in conjunction with stem cell therapy, is typically $500 to $700, but may be as high as $2,000 at some locations. This article explores the key factors that impact the cost of stem cell therapy, including the type/source of stem cells used within the protocol, number of treatments required, quality of the clinic, experience of the physician. It also provides pricing quotes from stem cell clinics within the US and worldwide. In this article, what is the cost of stem cell therapy? Why is stem cell therapy so expensive? Less expensive stem cell costs. The cost of stem cell therapy in the US. Stem cell treatment in Panama. Stem cell therapy costs in Mexico. Complications raising the costs of stem cell treatment. Stem cell tourism. Stem cell treatment risks and benefits. Stem cell treatment outcomes. Stem cell therapy procedures. FAQs. Cost of stem cell therapy in 2025, a closer look. Stem cell therapy is the use of living cells as therapeutics to treat disease or injury. Read on to learn about the cost requirements of these procedures. To determine the cost of stem cell therapy, BioInformant asked people within our readership who received stem cell treatments to send us their costs of stem cell treatment. Many readers sent us their invoices for treatment, with personal details retracted. We also conducted a Twitter poll, which received hundreds of responses. According to the poll, 30% of the respondents undergoing stem cell treatments spent $5,000 or less. 20% spent $5,000 to $10,000. 40% spent $10,000 to $25,000. 10% spent over $25,000. Stem cell therapy costs, cost of stem cell therapy and why it's so expensive. The Twitter poll reported that, on average, patients can expect to spend from under $5,000 to $25,000 or more on stem cell therapies. In general, orthopedic treatments are less expensive, while treatments for chronic and complex conditions are more expensive. Most of those paying lower stem cell treatment costs under $5,000 were pursuing treatment for orthopedic or musculoskeletal conditions. In contrast, most of the individuals who paid higher treatment costs were getting treated for systemic or more complex conditions, such as diabetes, multiple sclerosis, MS, neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's disease or dementia, psoriatic arthritis, or autism. My stem cell treatment costs. Because I am a stem cell patient, I can also report my own treatment costs. I paid $6,500 for a stem cell treatment on one knee, which was completed at the National Spine and Pain Center in Fairfax, Virginia. To comply with FDA standards, the procedure I had was a same-day autologous, self-derived, minimally manipulated procedure using bone marrow-derived stem cells. The procedure was completed by Dr. Mayo Friedlis. Likewise, CBC Canada shares that the cost of stem cell therapy is $5,000, $8,000 per stem cell treatment for the Cell Surgical Network, CSN, following its protocol to collected fat tissue and process it before re-injecting it directly or intravenously into the same patient. Why is stem cell therapy so expensive? Stem cell treatment has gained more and more traction over the last decade. New trials are being added every day for a wide range of conditions, including autism, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, MS, arthritis, neuropathy, and more. While this high volume of publications and trials are promising, R&D costs contribute to the overall cost of stem cell therapy. For the patient, a stem cell transplant involves multiple steps, including diagnosis, isolating the adult stem cells, re-administering the cells, post-treatment monitoring and follow-up. There are also real costs for the doctors who provide stem cell treatments. They have overhead costs, including Office space. Training acquired through hands-on courses. Support personnel. Admin requirements. Furthermore, there is the time and expertise required to perform the procedure and offer post-operative care. In some cases, the physician must pay licensing fees to access stem cell sourcing, processing, or delivery technologies. Benefits versus cost of stem cell therapy. Providers rarely post their prices for stem cell treatments in print or digital media because they want patients to understand the benefits of therapy before making a price decision. Additionally, the price of stem cell treatments varies by condition, the number of treatments required, and the complexity of the procedure, factors that can make it difficult for medical providers to provide cost estimates without a diagnostic visit for the patient. However, in many cases, it is not in the patient's best interest to make treatment decisions based on the cost of stem cell therapy. The best way to know whether to pursue stem cell therapy is to explore patient outcomes by condition and compare the healing process to other surgical and non-surgical treatment options. Less expensive stem cell costs. Stem cell therapy can be expensive. However, there are some types of procedures that are more affordable than others. Cost of platelet-rich plasma, PRP. First, PRP can be used alone or in conjunction with stem cell therapies at a more affordable option. What is PRP? Put simply, it is a concentration of a patient's platelet-rich plasma protein. With this procedure, whole blood is drawn and then it is centrifuged to remove the red blood cells. This process separates the platelet-rich plasma, PRP, within the blood from the red blood cells. The resulting concentrate is then injected back into the patient. This approach is commonly used to treat soft tissue injuries. As mentioned above, the cost of platelet-rich therapy, PRP, which can be used separately or in conjunction with stem cell therapy, usually ranges from $500 to $700. However, it can cost as much as $2,000 at some locations. For the stem cell treatment I received in 2014, I had PRP injections completed prior to and post-stem cell treatment. My stem cell treatment involved the collection of bone marrow stem cells from my hip and their re-injection into my right knee. My two PRP injections were approximately $750 each. These two PRP injections accounted for $1,500 of my costs, while my stem cell treatment accounted for approximately $5,000. In total, I paid $6,500 for the treatment. It was completed at the National Spine and Pain Center in Fairfax, Virginia, in 2014, so prices likely have risen since this time. Stem cells for hair and skin care. Another way to harness the power of stem cell technology at a lower cost is to use it topically. Kellus Improfessional Advanced Hair System is a prime example, which utilizes a proprietary blend of growth factors, cytokines, and exosomes derived from its patented source, the umbilical cord lining. This active complex is what the brand calls PTT6. Unlike other more invasive procedures, Kellusim provides an at-home solution that can be easily incorporated into daily routines. With its cutting-edge stem cell research, Kellusim could be an alternative for those looking for a more cost-effective and time-efficient approach to hair loss management. The product's advanced formulation delivers targeted results which are backed by substantial clinical data. PTT6, the brand's proprietary active ingredient, is not limited to just hair growth benefits. The science behind its technology is rooted in wound healing as well as anti-aging. Aesthetic practitioners were the first to discover its benefits when they used the Kellus Improfessional Serum for post-procedure care. The brand's multi-action cream incorporates the same innovative stem cell technology into a daily application to address a range of skin concerns, including skin laxity, pigmentation, and texture. Stem cells for orthopedic conditions. For orthopedic conditions, the cost of stem cell therapy can also be more accessible, averaging between $5,000 and $8,000 per treatment. Examples of these types of medical conditions include knee osteoarthritis, rotator cuff tendonitis, tennis elbow, arthritis, cartilage defects. Note that these prices are typically out-of-pocket costs paid by the patient because most insurance companies will not cover them. They are considered experimental and not the standard of care. Bone marrow stem cell treatment costs. Although fat is a frequently utilized source for stem cells, it is also possible for physicians to utilize stem cells from bone marrow. Regenix provides this service in the US and Cayman Islands. With the Regenix stem cell injection procedure, a small bone marrow sample is extracted through a needle, and blood is drawn from a vein in the arm. These samples are processed in a laboratory, and the cells it contains are injected into an area of the body that needs repair. A few years ago, ACAP Health, a national leader in employer healthcare expense reduction, partnered with Regenix. This partnership provides a glimmer of hope that some stem cell treatments may be covered by medical insurance providers in the future. The cost of stem cell therapy in the U.S. In the United States, treatment protocols vary depending on the clinic and the treating physician. A one-time treatment that utilizes blood drawn from a patient can cost as little as $1,500. In contrast, protocols that utilize a bone marrow or adipose fat tissue extraction can run as much as $15,000 to $30,000. This is because bone marrow extraction is an invasive procedure that requires a penetrating bone, and adipose tissue extraction requires a medical professional trained in liposuction. Examples of invasive procedures include bone marrow and adipose tissue extraction. In some cases, hospitalization may be required, which raises costs. The location of a stem cell facility can factor heavily into the cost of the procedure. Higher costs for complex diseases. For treatments that require a systemic, whole body approach, the cost tends to be in the higher range, often averaging $20,000 to $30,000 or more. Examples of the diseases or conditions requiring this type of stem cell treatment include Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, MS, neurodegenerative diseases, like Alzheimer's disease and dementia, psoriatic or rheumatoid arthritis. These higher costs reflect the complexity of treating these patients and the fact that multiple treatments are often required. Complications affecting costs of stem cell treatment. Not every cost associated with treatment gets billed to the patient at the time of the procedure. Hidden costs such as reactions to the treatment, graft versus host disease, or disability derived from the treatment can all result in more money to the patient, to insurance, or to the government. The risk of graft versus host disease. For example, in the case of someone with cancer, it frequently isn't viable to harvest the patient's own stem cells because they may contain cancerous cells that can reintroduce tumors to the body. Instead, the patient would receive stem cells by transplant. Treatments that involve cells from another person are called allogeneic treatments. The danger here is that the body may see those cells as invaders and attack them via the immune system, a condition known as graft versus host disease, GVHD. The body, host, and the introduced stem cells, graft, then battle rather than coexist. In addition to making the stem cell treatments less effective or ineffective, GVHD can be deadly. Roughly 30 to 60% of hematopoietic stem cell and bone marrow transplantation patients suffer from it, and of those, 50% eventually die. The hospital costs associated with it are substantial. Stem cell treatment risks and benefits. As with any other area of medicine, patient evaluations of stem cell providers and treatments run the gamut from extremely satisfied to desolately unhappy. Those like Doris Tyler, who have lost their eyesight, exist at the negative end of the spectrum. However, many others praise stem cell treatments for their power to heal diseases, boost immunity, fight cancer, and more. Stem cell treatment outcomes. As of now, this much is clear. There exists enough interest in America and across the world that stem cell providers are continuing to offer a wide range of treatments. Stem cell treatments may offer the potential to reverse diseases that traditionally had to be chronically managed by drugs. Like most medical practices, stem cell treatments will require further testing to reveal merits and risks. Until then, the public will likely continue to pursue services when medical needs arise, despite potential risks. Although the cost of stem cell therapy is pricey, some patients choose to undergo the treatment because it is more economical than enduring the costs associated with chronic diseases. Safety of stem cell treatments. Because there has been a rapid rise in the number of medical providers who are offering stem cell treatments in recent years, the safety and quality of stem cell procedures can vary dramatically. The FDA has repeatedly warned that patients may be vulnerable to stem cell treatments that are illegal and potentially harmful or ineffective. The agency has also sent out dozens of warning letters to providers of stem cell products. In December 2019, The FDA warned Livion Labs Incorporated and Livion LLC that their stem cell products lack required FDA approval and represent a potential risk to the public health. A month earlier in November 2019, the FDA sent letters to Rich Source Stem Cells Incorporated and Cara Biologics Incorporated for offering unapproved stem cell products to patients. The agency has also sent at least 20 letters to manufacturers and healthcare providers noting that they may be offering unapproved stem cell products. Stem cell tourism. Because of tight regulations surrounding stem cell procedures performed in the United States, many stem cell treatment providers provide both onshore, U.S.-based, and offshore, international, treatment options. Depending on where a treatment is received, patients may have to pay travel, lodging, dining and other expenditures. Because these treatments are completed overseas, they are not covered by medical insurance. Below, six options for providers of stem cell treatments are described, including five overseas options and one stateside option. Stem Cell Institute in Panama. Regenix in Cayman Islands. DVC Stem in Grand Cayman. Okinos in Grand Bahamas. Celtex in Mexico. Regent Vive in the U.S. 1. Stem Cell Institute in Panama. Founded by Dr. Neil Reardon, the Stem Cell Institute in Panama is one of the world's most trusted stem cell therapy centers. Over the past 12 years, the center has performed more than 10,000 procedures, making it a widely recognized destination for stem cell treatments. Working in collaboration with universities and physicians worldwide, its stem cell treatment protocols utilize allogeneic human umbilical cord blood stem cells and autologous bone marrow stem cells. On average, stem cell treatments at the Stem Cell Institute in Panama are estimated to range from $10,000 to $30,000. To provide a specific example, a reader of Bioinformants was treated for psoriatic arthritis at the Stem Cell Institute in Panama in early 2018. The price of his stem cell treatment was $22,000. With travel and lodging included, total expenses were approximately $30,000. 2. Regenix in Cayman Islands. Founded by my colleague Dr. Chris Centeno, Regenix is one of the oldest and most trusted providers of stem cell treatments. Headquartered in Denver, Colorado, the company specializes in providing innovative, non-surgical treatments for treating orthopedic injuries. The company pioneered a procedure that involves extracting a small bone marrow sample through a needle and a blood draw from a vein in your arm. These samples are then processed in a laboratory and the resulting cells are injected into the area needing repair, with the goal of delivering large numbers of stem cells to the injured area. In addition to offers treatments at a wide range of U.S. facilities, Regenix offers a laboratory expanded treatment option at its clinical site in the Cayman Islands. Using this approach, a patient can receive a higher cell dose due to the expansion of their stem cells within a laboratory prior to treatment. 3. DVC Stem in Grand Cayman. Another company offering stem cell treatments in the Cayman Islands is DVC Stem. For over a decade, its physicians have been using alternative therapies to clinically treat patients with various medical conditions. It is one of the most advanced stem cell clinics in the Caribbean, with IRB-approved protocols, a fully licensed staff, and a facility that is accredited by the medical governing bodies of the Cayman Islands. DVC Stem sources its cells from its partner lab Vitro Biopharma Incorporated, a state-of-the-art, U.S.-based, FDA-registered, cGMP-compliant and ISO 9001-certified laboratory, and only use American Association of Tissue Bank, AATB, certified suppliers of full-term, ethically U.S.-donated human umbilical cords. Led by Medical Director Louis A. Khanna, MD, DVC Stem's focus is on cord tissue-derived allogeneic stem cell therapy for degenerative conditions, wear and tear, intelligent aging. Notable patients the company has treated include Lou Ferrigno, champion bodybuilder/actor. Michael Armand Hammer, businessman/philanthropist. David Lyons, founder Mississippi Fitness Challenge. 4. Okinos in Grand Bahamas. Similarly, Okinos offers treatments to patients at its Florida location and provides more involved stem cell procedures at its offshore site in Grand Bahama. It was founded in 2011 and is a stem cell therapy provider specializing in treatments for congestive heart failure, CHF, and other chronic conditions. It is fully licensed under the Bahamas Stem Cell Therapy and Research Act and adheres to U.S. Surgical Center standards. 5. Celltex in Mexico. Similarly, Celltex is headquartered in Houston, Texas, but offers stem cell treatments at its clinical site in Cancun, Mexico. Celltex specializes in storing a patient's mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, for therapeutic use. Celltex follows FDA regulations concerning the export of cells to Mexico and is compliant with the standards and procedures of COFEPRIS. Celltex also has an alliance with a certified hospital in Mexico, which is approved to receive cells and administer them to patients by a licensed physician. Stem cell therapy procedures. The cost of stem cell therapy is indeed expensive, especially because the procedures are rarely covered by health insurance. However, with the right knowledge and a clear understanding of the treatment process, the risk of undergoing stem cell therapy can be worth it, especially if it removes the requirement for a lifetime of prescription medication. Although stem cell therapy has associated risks, it has improved thousands of lives and will continue to play in a key role in the future of modern medicine. Download this infographic for your reference. Infographic: Cost of stem cell therapy and why it's so expensive. FAQs. What is the average cost of stem cell therapy? The average cost of stem cell therapy ranges from under $5,000 to over $25,000, depending the type and sources of the stem cells, the patient's medical condition, and the number of treatments required. Is stem cell therapy covered by health insurance? No, other than the use of hematopoietic stem cell transplantation, HSCT, to treat cancer, most stem cell therapies are not covered by health insurance. They are considered to be experimental. Is stem cell therapy safe? The safety of a stem cell therapy can vary dramatically, depending on the cell type, route of administration, and patient condition. The FDA has repeatedly warned that patients may be vulnerable to stem cell treatments that are illegal and potentially harmful. Where can I get stem cell therapy in the U.S.? Hundreds of physicians offer stem cell therapies within the U.S., most of which are not in compliance with U.S. FDA guidelines. Regenix, Denver, Colorado, and Regine Vive, Chicago, Illinois, are providers you can contact. Where can I get stem cell therapy overseas? Leading providers of stem cell therapy worldwide include Stem Cell Institute, Panama, Regenix, Cayman Islands, Okeanos, Grand Bahamas, DVC Stem, Grand Cayman, and Okeanos, Grand Bahamas. Does stem cell therapy really work? Stem cells have been used since 1956, when the first successful bone marrow transplantation was completed. Many clinical trials are being conducted to explore the effectiveness of stem cell therapies, with varying results. How long do stem cell injections last? How long stem cell injections last can vary, but some patients may receive relief for 5 years or longer. Kate Hildreth, BioInformants founder, had stem cell injections in 2014 that are still providing relief. What can stem cell therapy treat? Hematopoietic stem cell transplantation, HSCT, has been used in the treatment of cancer since the 1950s. Evidence suggests stem cell therapy may be effective for treating several types of orthopedic conditions. Its use in other applications is being studied in clinical trials, but is largely unconfirmed. Can stem cells help arthritis? There is a growing body of evidence to suggest that some types of stem cells, such as mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, may be effective in the treatment of arthritis. Can stem cells regrow hair? In a study published June 2017, Italian researchers documented a 29% increase in hair density after stem cell therapy. Replicel is also developing an autologous cell therapy to treat male pattern baldness. Is stem cell therapy painful? Some types of stem cell therapy are painful, while others are not. Collecting stem cells from bone marrow can be a painful procedure, as can some types of stem cell injections. Intravenous, 4, administration of stem cells is usually painless. If you found this blog valuable, subscribe to BioInformants Stem Cell Industry Updates. Seeking advanced stem cell treatment? Rejuve Stem, a premier regenerative medicine center, uniquely offers proprietary DesiWaMuse cells and DesiWaMuse exosomes. Unlike conventional stem cell clinics, Rejuve Stem combines its patented protocols, rigorously sourced, high-purity mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, and Desawimuse cells for a range of regenerative applications. Their expert medical team can evaluate whether Muse cell therapy or premium MSC treatment is the appropriate protocol for your specific condition. Located in Cancun, Mexico, Rejuve Stem Clinic serves patients from the United States, Canada, and throughout the world. Contact them today or request a free consultation.